Lecture 4, Nature and Supernature, Miracles and the Problem of Pain.
In this lecture, we shall consider Lewis's views on miracles and pain. Though these two subjects may seem unrelated, they both arise out of Lewis's views of nature, supernature, and the relationship between the two. We shall see how Lewis refutes, from different perspectives, the naturalist belief that nature is all there is, and how he demonstrates that both pain and miracles are not inconsistent with the Christian belief in a God of power, love, and order, but are essential elements directly related to God's overall plan and purpose for both humanity and nature. Now, in the last lecture, Lecture 3, we learned that, according to Lewis, in the absence of the Tao, all moral judgments are meaningless. In this lecture, we will learn that Lewis also believed that if nature is all that there is, then the scientific and philosophical statements of the naturalists are equally meaningless. Lewis is going to do a lot of flip-flopping in this lecture and have a lot of fun. Now, for the naturalist, writes Lewis, nature is the whole show, a total system that can account for everything that is. No other explanation is needed. If you're a naturalist, which is related to a materialist, you believe that nature is everything. There is no supernature or supernatural. Everything is nature. Nature is the whole show, and therefore everything's got to be explained in natural terms. Therefore, Lewis reasons in a book called Miracles, if anything could be shown to exist apart from nature, if there's anything that needs to rely on a reality outside of nature, then naturalism is refuted. This is a sort of falsifiability, we call it in science. Lewis says, if I could find anything that is outside nature, then naturalism is refuted. Well, Lewis discovers this all-important something in our human reason. And this is how it works. Lewis says, our thoughts about nature, our theories and proofs and laws are linked to nature, but cannot be a part of nature itself. Indeed, our thoughts, our human reason, can alter nature. Lewis continues, though our feelings of pleasure and pain may be seen as the natural byproducts of evolution. In other words, pleasure and pain could have evolved from material lower forms. Lewis claims that reason could not have been evolved by natural selection alone. In other words, there needs to be a supernatural source outside of nature. Reason, Lewis argues, rests on abstract principles that lie outside the system of nature. It is not the result merely of physical experiences and observations. Now, this is obviously true of deductive reasoning, Lewis says, but it is also the case with inductive reasoning. Let me explain quickly the difference. Deductive reasoning begins with an assumption, an unproven assumption, an a priori assumption, and works its way downward to some kind of specific conclusion or fact. Induction, on the other hand, begins with facts and figures, observations, and works its way up to some kind of hypothesis or inference. When you go to the doctor, he uses inductive logic. He takes all of your symptoms, and on the basis of those symptoms, he comes up with a diagnosis. If you've ever been on a jury, you gather all the facts, and unless you're the O.J. Simpson jury, you come out with the true verdict. Now, that's induction. Now, traditionally, in Christian, you know, traditional terms, deduction was the way logic was done. But our modern day tends to favor induction that is based on observation and you know, facts and figures. Well, one of the things Lewis showed throughout his career is that even though modernists claim they're doing induction, they're really doing deduction because they start with their a priori as well. Most notably, the a priori that the supernatural does not exist and that miracles that don't exist. In other words, Lewis argues very persuasively, I think, that what modernists say is induction is often deduction in disguise. They have their givens just like the Christians do. And Lewis admits Christians have a prioris, but he wants to make modernists admit that they have them too. Now, I think it's pretty clear why deduction it needs a reason that's beyond, because deduction starts with an abstract principle that's outside of nature. So deduction needs a supernatural realm. But Lewis claims even induction, if it is to offer inferences rather than mere expectations, must step outside the realm of temporal sensation and enter a supernatural realm of eternal oughts.